Do you know what microdosing is? All you have to do is a quick Google search to find out everybody nowadays is doing it. All sorts of people are microdosing to feel healthier and perform better. And that's why I was super excited to try Lumi Labs microdose gummies. It was created for people who want to feel just the right amount of good without getting high. I've been taking them every night, and let me tell you, you don't get stoned from them at all. You feel totally normal, but totally relax. And I get the best night's sleep. Like, I sleep deeper than I ever have when I take my microdose gummy, and I wake up without a hangover. It has completely replaced my melatonin. I used to always have to take melatonin to sleep at night. And now instead, I take my microdose gummy and I love it. So if you're like me and want a good night's sleep or want a creative boost, help with pain or anxiety, you need to get yourself some Lumi Labs microdose gummies. Microdose is available nationwide. To learn more about microdosing THC, just do a quick search online or go to microdose.com and use code STRICTLYANON to get free shipping and 30% off your first order. Links can be found in the show description, but again, that's microdose.com, code STRICTLYANON. Thanks, Lumi Labs, for sponsoring this episode. Hey guys, do you want to last longer in bed without having to worry about lasting longer in bed? Then you need to try Promescence Delay Spray. I know what you're thinking. Delay spray. That's my guy thinking voice. I don't need delay spray. I don't have PE. Well, Promescence Delay Spray is not just for guys with PE. It is for any guy. It's for you. It's not going to totally numb you out. And don't worry, it's not going to transfer to your partner. And for your partner, they have a whole line of products for women. I use their warming gel, which is my personal fave, but they also have buzzing gel. They sell lube and condoms and supplements for both men and women that are going to make you hornier. I use it. It's called VitaFlux. I love Promescent products. I recommend them. Over 2,000 medical professionals recommend them. And today you are going to get 15% off your whole order. So order up, because you're going to get 15% off everything you buy. All you got to do is use my code STRICTLYANON15 at delayspray.com. That's STRICTLYANON15. Use it at delayspray.com for 15% off your whole order. So order up. Your package is going to arrive discreetly, so no one's going to know what the fuck you bought. And there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. Thanks, Promescent, for sponsoring my show.
Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Conversations with online strangers. We place ads online.
Craigslist is definitely the gift that keeps on giving.
Real people respond.
You go to Singapore or Thailand, you can't not do it. The temptation is just too much.
Real problems.
Does your friend know that you're banging her?
No, he has no idea.
And anything goes.
Motto of the show, let your Greek flag fly.
Probably the only good advice I'll ever give you is to rehide your whips and chain.
Here is your host, Kathy.
Hi, welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast with Kathy. If you want to follow the Strictly Anonymous Podcast on Instagram or Twitter, it's super easy. I am at Strict Anonymous on both Instagram and or Twitter. So follow me there at Strict Anonymous, okay? If you want to be on the show, this is a call-in show where people call in and talk about their naughty lives or secret lives. If you have a problem that you want to talk it out, I give unprofessional advice. You could call into the show. I change everybody's voices. That's why it's called Strictly Anonymous. You make up a name. I change your voice. Nobody will know who the fuck you are. If you want to be on the show, send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you want to call in and leave a naughty confession, I change the voices there as well. You could do that on my confessions hotline. You could call 24/7. You have 4 minutes, leave a message. You could always call back and leave another one if you need more time. The number is 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. All of that information is in the description, as well as my Patreon. Listen, the girl who's on today, Kelly, she sent me in some picks for my Patreon members, anonymous picks. You could go, if you want to see anonymous picks of most of my guests, you could go join my Patreon. It's $5 a month. You could cancel at any time. You get all of my naughty confessions that people have been calling in with. You get all of the episodes ad-free and early. Plus, you see anonymous picks of my guests. You could sign up patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast, as well as see Kelly. Okay, you want to see Kelly after you hear her stories. Go there. There's a link to that in the description as well. So today I have on Kelly. Okay, Kelly is super young. I love when I have female callers on. I love when I have young callers on. She's a young girl who, you know, didn't start having sex till she was like 18, but we were like straight out of the bat. She got down and she had a gangbang. Okay, like she was like, that's kind of like my only crazy experience, but it's like a major experience. She had a gangbang with three other guys. Two of them were brothers, okay? She's in a relationship now with a guy who's a cuck. She talks about that, you know, relationship and how she found out he was a cuck, how she found, you know, how she got involved in that gangbang, what went down. This is a girl that knows how to deep throat. We talk a lot about that because I was interested in that because I can't deep throat. I was like, how the fuck do you do it, right? We talk about how she videotapes herself with her guys now and sends it to her boyfriend. And then what she does with all of that stuff is she started an OnlyFans account like a lot of girls nowadays. And that's something that is becoming more mainstream. We talk a lot about her OnlyFans stuff. This is a girl that just started it. She talks about what she puts on there, how much she loves it. This isn't someone that's just doing it for the money. I mean, she loves sex. She's very open about the fact that she does. She loves seeing herself have sex. She loves making the videos. She loves sharing them with her guy. Her guy loves that she shares them. She's got a lot of things on her bucket list. She's super open. Like I said, she's very transparent and she talks about it all. All of the links to her stuff, if you want to join her OnlyFans, she talks about on this episode. So I'm going to be right back on with Kelly.
This is the Strictly Anonymous podcast.
Hi, Kelly. Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous podcast. How are you this morning?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you for having me.
No, I'm so glad you wrote in. I love, you know, female callers. My listeners love female callers. I also love younger callers, you know, people who are just starting out. You are young, right? You're 24 years old. Mm-hmm. And you recently started exploring your kinks and you have a significant other that like is into a lot of things. And so we're going to talk about all of that, as well as the fact that you were, you know, doing an OnlyFans like a lot of people your age. This is like a new thing that's just like coming up all over the place, right? I watch Real Housewives of Miami and like, you know, all the ladies on there are trying to do it now after they found out one of them is making like 10 grand a month, you know, and this is just becoming something that's like more mainstream. So we'll talk about that too. But why don't we start off with, because you're super young, like when did you start exploring and why?
So I've always been a very sexual person. Mm-hmm. I actually didn't even start having sex until I was 18, though.
Right.
So I was kind of playing catch up for a little bit, as I would say. But I've always just been very into exploring and expressing myself. And about almost 2 years ago now, I had my first gangbang experience.
What?
Yep. And it was,
I love
awesome.
A gangbang. My listeners love a gangbang. Sorry. Oh my God. You could be gangbang Kelly. I didn't even know there was a gangbang in the story.
way to
get everyone's attention. You know how to tell a story. Okay. Your first gangbang experience.
Yes. So that's actually the first pretty much anything, I guess, out of the norm that I did. It wasn't anything like super crazy. I was just talking to this guy. We had hooked up once and, I wanted to go over and he was like, oh, well, I'm at a friend's house. And I was like, jokingly, but kind of not jokingly. I was like, oh, is your friend cute? Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, like kind of. And I was like, okay, like whatever. Like we kind of like changed the subject. But then later that same day, I was going to go over his house and he would send me a picture of his friend. He said, can you join us?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like kind of nervous but like super excited, and I was like, yeah, like sure, why not. Get to his house, just, you know, talking to these two guys, and they have another friend over, and I kind of just had a moment and I was like, was he going to join us? And from there, it just kind of happened.
So you got fucked by all those guys?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how was it?
It was awesome. I don't know. It's hard to explain. It's just so fun. And for me, the best part was you get a lot of praise when you're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a big pleaser. So mm-hmm. for me, like, that's everything. So that was super awesome.
In what sense? Like, you like to give blowjobs. You like to be on your hands and knees. You like to have guys dominate you.
All of it.
Mm-hmm.
I love giving head. That's probably actually my favorite part of sex.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're hearing like, oh yeah, like she's so good at this, you know, and they're talking to each other, it's just like, that's right, I am. when you're being fucked and also giving someone oral, like that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to like replay it in my mind.
The gangbang. How could you forget about it? I mean, it's like this happened only 2 years ago. You're not my age, you know? So wait a second. What were the guys like? What did they look like? Did they have big dicks? Are you into that? I mean, you know, were they all good? Were you, attracted to them?
So two of them, I should have led with this, so I apologize. Two of them were brothers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yes. They were both like super tall, huge dicks. I'm a size queen, so that's like big for me.
Mm-hmm.
Their friend was like fine. If I'm honest, I really didn't pay much attention to him.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, those two had huge dicks.
The brothers.
They were both really, really attractive. Yeah.
Wait a second. Yeah, this is why, you know, people could comment like, oh, you always interrupt. But look, if I didn't even ask this question and pushed for more, we would have moved on and we would have never found out that two of the guys in the gangbang were brothers.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm a little scatterbrained, so I apologize in the process.
No, that's what my job is for. Don't worry. You'd be you. I'll extract the stories and get all the information because I'm curious by nature. So it doesn't matter. So, and I want to get some more details on the gangbang. So it was two brothers. Now, had you ever hooked up with any one of them before?
One of them. And I hadn't had sex with him. I had only given him head.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that was the first time that I had had sex with him, and it was with his brother.
Wow. And then the friend too. And why was he not being paid attention to? Is it because you just had those two other big dicks around?
Yeah, definitely was distracted by the big dicks.
Right. And how could you blow those big dicks? I mean, can you deep throat and all that stuff?
Oh yes. That's my favorite thing.
You can?
Mm-hmm.
I don't really, like, I talk a lot about how I'd love to like squirt because I can't do that, and I can't deep throat, but I really think that I give good head, right? I don't think you have to deep throat to give good head, but I've always been sort of impressed. It's like someone that could speak another language. Like, I'm always like, wow, I wish I could do that too, you know what I mean? So like, could you just tell me, like, how do you learn how to deep throat? It blows my mind when I see it.
That's a great question. Kind of weird. I've always had a very large mouth anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just have a big mouth. I can open it very wide.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I can, girth isn't an issue. You know, I can get it all in there.
Yeah.
Honestly, what I do, and I don't know if this is something that like everyone does.
Yeah.
People don't talk about it.
Yeah.
When it's going in my mouth, if you inhale while it's going in your mouth, you're going to have much better time not gagging.
Oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. So if I'm like nervous, like if it's like really big and I'm like, oh God, like I might be like gagging or can't take it, like just mm-hmm. inhale while it's going in. And for me, that's helpful.
So that gets it past that initial gag. And then once you get past that initial gag, you're good to go.
Yep.
Wow. Guys must be super impressed with that. Like I said, I've never been able to do that. And I've always it's not really on my bucket list, but I've always been like, you know, it kind of is like a good trick to have in the bag.
Yeah, it's a fun little skill.
Yeah, right? It's like a magic trick. Like, look what I could do.
Exactly.
So you were like, I'm assuming you were deep throating and doing all your thing. And because you love head. So that was probably a big part of that gangbang.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did you do a double penetration, or was it like one at a time?
So it was one at a time. Mm-hmm. I was definitely too scared to go for the double penetration.
Right.
But it is something that I want to do.
Mm-hmm. It's on your list.
That's still a bucket list item. But it was like taking turns, or, you know, like one person would be fucking me and I'd be sucking the other one's dick, mm-hmm. like that.
Good news. Strictly Anonymous podcast is looking for people to call into the show. So if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a short confession that you want to get off your back, call my confessions hotline, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. I change all the voices on the confessions too, so you remain anonymous. The number, the website, and the email address will all be in the description. Okay, now did you ever do it again with those guys, or was it just like a one and done situation?
It was just a one and done. Mm-hmm. I kept hooking up with the one that I was talking to.
Right.
But, you know, got kind of bored of it.
And then, because you are with a guy now, right? I mean, did you find the guy that you're with now shortly after that? Or just like, you know, what happens after the gangbang?
So the guy I'm with now, I started talking to right before the gangbang happened.
Oh, okay.
So I was still, you know, single, living my life, doing whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We started talking. We never made it like official, but I decided I didn't want to be like sleeping with anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I was nervous to tell him about it, but I was like nervous, excited, you know, like, oh, like, look what I did.
Yeah.
But I was nervous about the reaction, but he was super excited about it.
Yeah, that was going to be my question, but I didn't want to interrupt. Like, did you tell your guy, you know? I mean, because how did that come up in conversation? Because was it like when you were just hooking up and you didn't really know that you had romantic feelings? Because I would assume that you'd be like afraid. He'd be kind of like, oh, turned off. You know, there's that whole Madonna horror complex thing with guys, but maybe not with younger guys anymore. I don't know.
Yeah, so I'd say we've been talking for like a month or so. Mm-hmm. Getting comfortable with each other, and for me, a really big part of a relationship is the sexual part. Mm-hmm. So I like to get to know, you know, like, what are you into, what have you done, what do you want to try. We were just talking about that kind of stuff, and I was like, oh, well, you know, I the way I worded it, I was like, oh, I had a foursome.
Right.
It just happened to be me and three men. And he was just like, that's actually really hot.
There you
and
go.
It's like something like unlocked in my mind. And I was like, oh, yes, like this is it. This is awesome.
Right. You got a boyfriend who likes you to be with other guys. You know, you like that. And now, you know, you're turned on that he likes it.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Okay. So did you guys start seeing other people, or did you start talking along those lines?
So honestly, the timeline of the relationship is a bit confusing and mm-hmm. all over the place. We've been kind of like on and off. We're together now, but nothing like official.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually away. We've been long distance for a few months.
Mm-hmm.
So we haven't really had the opportunity.
Yeah.
But about like a month or so ago, I texted him. Because, okay, rewind.
Yeah.
All the way to, you know, when we were first together, we were deciding, like, oh, are we going to be exclusive or not? And I, you know, I'm like, well, I don't want you to be with anybody else, you know, just letting you know, like, right off the bat, that's not what I want. And he was like, okay, that's fine. If you're not getting what you need from me, it's fine if you go elsewhere, but I have no interest in being with anybody else.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like, oh, that's unfair. Like, you know, like, why?
Mm-hmm.
And he just straight up said, well, I'm a cuck. And I was like, okay, like, I didn't really pay much mind to it. I don't know if I just, like, didn't want to, like, tackle that right then, or if I just didn't really take it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
But fast forward to, like, 2 months ago now, I text him. I'm like, hey, remember when you told me that you're a cuck? like, do you want to see what I've been up to the past, like, few months, you know, while you've been away? And he was like, absolutely, I want to see. So that's when I started to get, like, really, really excited about it and send him, like, videos and, you know, anything that I put on my OnlyFans and all of that. And it's so awesome to see the reactions.
So you were hooking up while you're with him. He's long distance, whatever. You've been back and forth, so we don't need the details about why you were hooking up or whatever. You were doing your own thing at home, and you were doing a lot of videotaping and stuff. Were you doing it because you had your OnlyFans, or were you just doing it for your own personal pleasure?
So at first I was doing it just for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then I actually met someone and started hooking up with someone who had an OnlyFans. And, you know, he would talk about it with me, and I was like, well, I have no problem with other people seeing this, and why would I not do this if I can make money off of it?
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I started. So I started with, like, a pretty big vault to begin with. So I had, like, you know, a good, you know, amount of content to put out there. But yeah, at first it was just, you know, me doing it for myself. And then I was like, why don't I just put this online? Why don't I just make money off of it?
But where did that vault come from? Why were you, you know what I mean? What was in your vault? Like, you're like, I had a pretty good vault already. Just, what was that vault? What it was in that vault?
It was a few, I don't want to say sex tapes, mm-hmm. but nothing full length, maybe like 5-10 minute clips. But I've always liked to record it and watch it back and talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
So probably like a handful of videos and then like hundreds of nudes.
Right.
Yeah.
You're the girl who likes to send the pics, that your guy, you're down for that. You had tons of them.
Yeah.
For my Patreon, I'll just ask you real quick so I don't forget. Will you send me a couple anonymous pics that I could post there for my Patreon members?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, awesome. So you had all this stuff. And like I said in the beginning, like, OnlyFans is becoming something that a lot of people do. And you know, it's sort of becoming mainstream. It's kind of like when Jenna Jameson was in porn, it was kind of becoming something that, like, a lot of people were like, I don't know. It was more open. People were more open to it. So it's like, it's not such a stretch that you as a female would just be like, oh, maybe I'll just do OnlyFans. You know, it's not like crossing over and doing porn and that stigma that was attached to it years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, is that how, like, I mean, do your girlfriends know you do it? Is it something that's very on the down low in your generation, or is it something that's, like, pretty accepted? And
I'd say it's pretty accepted. Mm-hmm. In terms of my friends, probably, like, at least 5 or more of my friends know.
Yeah.
Obviously, I don't tell my family these things.
Yeah, you don't need to, of course. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, my friends know. I have no problem talking about it. I think it's great. I love to see women, men, anyone taking power over their bodies and just mm-hmm. being like, well, you want it so bad and you're willing to pay for it, so give me your money.
Yeah, it's funny because, you know, I just had a episode that I posted on YouTube, and a lot of people were triggered by her sugar daddy situations. And a lot of times I feel like people, like, project stuff onto those kinds of situations, you know, and all that judgment really comes from, like, a projecting, you know, they just see something that doesn't really exist, you know, because this girl was like, oh, I'm a sugar daddy, but I don't sleep with them, but they give me money. And, like, you know, everyone's like, oh, the guy's the fucking dope. She's money hungry. It's like, obviously both people are getting something out of this, and maybe your mind can't comprehend what that is. Right. But that guy's just not giving money for no reason. No one tied him up to do that. You know, if he's paying someone and he's not even fucking them, there's something he's getting out of it. It's transactional, but it's consensual. And it's, you know, like I said, I believe that both people on both sides are getting something. And same thing with you. You know, you like the visual aspect of seeing yourself getting fucked. So you had all that stuff. You obviously like to take selfies of yourself, you know, and you feel good about your body. And, you know, there's this platform where you could go and make money off of it. And there's a bunch of guys that would, you know, want to see this kinds of content. So what's wrong with it? Who the fuck cares?
Exactly. Yep. And I feel like most people who do have those issues, at least, you know, in my experience, they are projecting.
Yes.
You know, it's all, oh, well, you have, you know, XYZ insecurities. And it's like, no, actually, I'm feeling great.
Yeah.
You know,
uh-huh.
This is, I'm enjoying this, so it's fine.
Yeah, exactly. Hey guys, want to max out your erection and have mind-blowing sex every time? you're with your partner, then you need to get yourself a Tenuto vibrator. The Tenuto is an award-winning, flexible, wearable vibrator designed for men with women in mind. It has six perfectly placed motors, so it's not only going to vibrate you in all the right places, it's going to vibrate your girl at the same time, too. There are also 8 preset vibes, there's 16 intensities, and there's an app that goes with it so you can customize your whole experience. The Tenuto is also perfect for solo play, so if you want a mind-blowing, hands-free orgasm, get yourself a Tenuto. Go to mysteryvibe.com right now and you're going to get 15% off with my code STRICTLY15. That's mysteryvibe.com. Go there now to get 15% off your Tenuto with my code STRICTLY15, or just go to the description, click on the link, and 15% is going to be automatically applied. Thanks, Mystery Vibe, for sponsoring my show. And I think, like, you grew up in a different time period. Like I said, when I was younger, if there wasn't anything like that, but maybe, you know, the only thing that was equivalent to an OnlyFans is like you could become a porn star, and that there was such a stigma attached to that. So, you know, it wasn't as okay to do it. So you didn't get as many people. But I think when you grow up in a society like you are, you're young, but you grow up with, like I said, that Larsa Pippen talking about doing it and all these other people that are doing it, all the people that you look up to and that are in your face in social media, you know, celebrities and stuff doing it, it's going to be more okay. And so therefore more people are going to do it and it's not so dysfunctional, you know? And I just think, you know, people have to understand that. And I have no judgment about it. I think it's great. I wonder if I would have done it when I was your age. You know what I mean? I like grew up in a different time. But let's get back to your story. So you started this OnlyFans. Let's talk a little bit about that and then we'll get back to your cuck guy. So you had all this stuff. Now, did you start putting it up before you took, like, did your guy know about the OnlyFans and was he down with it?
Yeah, he knew about it. Mm-hmm. I don't think he really had a strong opinion either way.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, yeah, do your thing, get your bread.
yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. He knows everything that I do. I'm very transparent about it all.
Yeah. I would think as a cuck that he'd be into it, because here's his girl, and what he likes as a cuck is to watch other men, you know, be into her. So would think, you know, seeing you there and seeing all the attention you get would probably be an added bonus for someone like him.
Yeah. And so I send everything to him individually before I post it. Mm-hmm. And it's funny. He was telling me recently, because I was sending him, you know, a few videos. He was like, it's just so amazing. Like, everybody wants you and like you just want me.
Exactly. Yes.
I was, that's it. Like, that's exactly it. Like, this is fun and I love doing it and I'm having fun and I'm doing it because I want to. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, at the end of the day, I just kind of want you, you know,
like, right,
over everyone else. I'm going to like pick you at the end. So,
mm-hmm. But you like that attention and you feel like in some way that adds to your sex life with him. Right. I mean, that's what I've heard. I don't want to talk for you, but.
No, yeah, that's like exactly it for me. I love it.
Mm-hmm. And now for, let's, like I said, let's talk a little bit about your OnlyFans some more. So you put, what do people see on your OnlyFans? Like, what's on there? Like these quote unquote sex tapes that you've taken, naked pictures? Do they pay for extra stuff where you do personal videos? I don't know what goes down on OnlyFans.
Yeah. So, a lot of people, like, there's so many different ways that you could go about it. Mm-hmm. My profile, like my page, is a free subscription, so anyone can subscribe to me. And then the posts are like pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, say I post like a post that's a bundle of like 5 or 10 nudes.
Yeah.
And then that'll be like a priced post. And you can have like a unpaid preview. So say I want to like make one of those photos free just so they know like kind of like what they're getting in that post.
Yeah.
And then there's, you can send posts through messages. So if I wanted everyone to see it, I could send it to, you know, all my fans at once.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, this just dropped, you know, it's my new full length video. And then that'll be a priced video that they can purchase.
Mm-hmm. And now how long have you been on there and how well are you doing?
I've actually only been on there since January.
Oh, okay. So it's new. So,
yes, it is new. Doing much better than I expected. So it's exciting.
How many followers? How much you make a month? Can you tell me? I love those kind of things.
I would say about maybe 400 a month right now.
Mm-hmm. And you've only been doing it for a month. I mean, that's the kind of thing is like a snowball effect, you know, with any kind of platform that you set up, like that you're trying to monetize, you know, it'll just start going up and up.
Yeah. And it's crazy because, like, you know, you look at your balance and then once you take it out, you're like, oh my God, this is like my fun money now. Like,
right.
I do what I want with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. I think I have like 115 subs right now, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just building it. I use Twitter a lot to kind of get people's attention and try to get them to my OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm. So,
super, super helpful. There's a much bigger community than I thought there would be on Twitter.
Yes, I noticed that. I never realized that. You know, I have an Instagram and Twitter, I have a YouTube, and, like, you know, all the platforms are very sensitive to any kind of adult content, and it's always shaky grounds on a lot of the platforms. But Twitter, I never realized that Twitter is the place for X-rated shit to go down and nobody shuts it down. You know, because I see a lot of accounts on there and people on there who follow me because of my content, and they have like a ton of followers, and that's where they like to do business, because everywhere else they would get, you know, blocked, and, you know, because of community guidelines and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's like a free-for-all over there.
Yeah, I never really realized it or tried to do anything on there. I always kind of, like, Twitter is like, oh, I post to Instagram and then it just gets sent to Twitter and I don't focus on there. But I do know I probably should be, you know, because that's probably where there's a big audience and you don't have to worry. Why don't you give out? I have to tell you, I got in trouble on YouTube of putting an OnlyFans link on there. I cannot do that. I get strikes on my channel. So, but why don't you give your shout out now to your OnlyFans? Why not? Right? I'll help you get some followers as well as your Twitter, and then we'll do it again at the end.
Awesome. Thank you. So I have the same username on both. It's Body Brat, BodiiiBrat. And okay. That's on OnlyFans.
And so Body Brat with the three eyes, maybe I'll put it in there. I just can't like link to it, the name, so people will see it in the description. And they could find you on Twitter and OnlyFans on there.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah. So we'll plug that again at the end. So let's get back to your boyfriend. So you put all this stuff on. Are you still on, you know, when you started to send him the stuff and tell him like, oh, would you want to see the fact that I've been with other guys? And he was like, yeah, I'm down. And you realized, did you start then hooking up with other guys even more so just for him?
Not really. Uh-huh. When I started my OnlyFans, him and I were kind of on the same page of, you know, like, you do what you want, you know, we're good either mm-hmm. way. But, you know, we hadn't explored anything about like the cuck life yet.
Right.
So I was a little timid to be like, oh, remember, you know, when you told me about that, you know, do you want to explore it? But I'm so glad that I brought it up. It went super well. He was excited, and him being excited made me excited.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a really big pleaser. I like, the number one thing for me is seeing my partner pleased and happy. And I like, you know, take care of all that. So it's fun to know that I can do all these things, and it's not just for myself. It's for him too.
Yeah.
And share mm-hmm. that. And it's like our thing. Like, it's cool. I really like it.
Yeah. I mean, you're perfectly suited for him because he wants a girl that is down. I mean, that turns him on. And mm-hmm. you're definitely not interested in seeing him. And I do find that with cucks, true cucks, most of the time, it is that they want their partner with a guy, but they're fine. They don't need to be with anyone else, because that added extra thing of their partner going with the guys, I'm assuming, is that variety, like their variety part of them is getting fulfilled by that they don't need anything else. They don't need to be with other women, right?
Yeah, at first I felt bad. I was like, hey, yeah. Like, you know, we're in a kind of weird place. If you want to see other people, I get it, you know? we're not with each other physically right now. And he was like, no, I'm good. Like, I'm good.
Right. You just keep sending me videos of you fucking other guys.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, what about you now? Have you done any other crazy things? Like, have you, and what about women? Are you looking? Because I know that like a DP is on your bucket list. What other things are on your bucket list?
So I absolutely want to have a threesome with a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Or just any group. Personally, I don't think that I would be very into it one-on-one with a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any experience with that, but I would love to be in a group with another woman or multiple women. I always need a guy there. I love dick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really want to explore that. I want to try a DP. Lately, I've been really wanting to try another gangbang. I'm honestly very inexperienced thus far. The only, I guess, kind of crazy thing I've done is the gangbang.
Yeah, but that's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, I want to do it more and all of that. I just gotta, you know, I'm taking it at my own pace. I'm just kind of not forcing anything. If the opportunity arises, then it arises, and I'll go for it.
Yeah, but let me just tell you, like, you know, in the business sense of things, okay? Like, they, you know, put your business cap on. You know, I will tell you, as a person who has had a show for, you know, over 7 years, and I have all topics on there, gangbangs are always, I would say, the most downloaded episodes. So if you put any kind of gangbang content, I'm just telling you, on your OnlyFans, that could, you know, really help you out, because that's the kind of stuff that a lot of people are looking for.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. And another, like, part of the reason why I want to do more, you know, I know that it would do really, really well on there.
Mm-hmm. And also, now, have you talked to your guy? Like, do you guys talk these kinds of fantasies out with each other? Does he know that you're looking for another gangbang, and would he want to be a part of it? Or
so we do talk about it, but not like, we don't get super into it. Mm-hmm. I think it's just we're physically not together right now.
Yeah.
I prefer to have those conversations like in person, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But we have just, you know, we decided like, oh, like, you know, when we're back, you know, physically together, like, we should absolutely like explore this. Like, you know, then we can talk about, you know, everything and really understand, you know, like our yeses, our hard no's, all mm-hmm. of that. You know, once we're back like physically together, then we'll start exploring.
Right. And you know, though, even though you'd like to have an experience with another woman and stuff, you know that if you were with your guy, you wouldn't want any kind of swapping or anything. You definitely don't want to see your guy with somebody else.
So that's something that I'm unsure of.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when I think about it, I do think it's hot. Like, I'm like, ooh, you know, like, maybe I do want to see that. You know, yeah. Maybe I would love to maybe like meet him and another woman, and I would maybe, I just want to see, like, wash for a little bit and then join. So I'm super unsure on that. That's definitely something that I want to explore more.
Yeah,
but I could see myself going either way. You know, I've definitely been jealous in the past, but I also just kind of love to watch people having sex, and I think it's really hot but also kind of beautiful.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So, yeah, it's something that I'm really excited to explore with him.
Yeah, you might surprise yourself. I've had a lot of cucks on the show, or guys that have watched their wives with other guys, and they were totally turned on by it, but they didn't know that going in, you know, and I love to ask that question. Like, if I would have, like, stopped that scene right before you saw what was going down, would you have ever thought that this would be something you'd be turned on? And a lot of the times it's like, no way. Like, I thought I'd be fucking jealous, whatever, you know. And they weren't. They were turned on. And I'm sure equally the opposite happens, where, you know, the guy thinks he's going to be turned on by it, and he sees it and he's fucking jealous, you know. So you really don't know. I think what's most important in situations like that is, if it is something you're curious about, that you cross that line and you do it with a partner, but, you know, who you really trust, who you have a very good open communication going on with them, you know, and you have talked it out, so that it doesn't ruin your relationship. You know, if you get jealous, that person understands, and you could talk it out with them, or you could stop the situation, you know, and And you guys are really a team and really strong together, that you could weather that, because you wouldn't want that kind of thing to ruin your relationship, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I, like, one thing I value more than anything is transparency.
Yeah.
And just being on the same page. And, you know, anything that, you know, I try or even just think about trying, I just try to go into it with an open mind.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if I like it, then awesome. If I don't, then at least I know I don't like it.
Right.
And, you know, I expect that same mindset from my partner. And, you know, when we're exploring,
mm-hmm.
just let's respect each other's space. Let's just try. And, you know, the second you're uncomfortable or I'm uncomfortable, that's it. We're done. And then we'll move on.
Right. Do you have like a fuck buddy now while your guy's away? I mean, what have you been doing for SEX?
I have a few.
Mm-hmm.
I have, there's this one guy that he actually introduced me to OnlyFans. He has a page as well.
Mm-hmm.
We've, you know, hooked up a couple times, kind of regularly. Really, really, really good sex.
Oh, really? Why is he, is he really well hung? Because I know that's your thing.
he's definitely well hung.
Yeah.
He's just big, like super, super muscular. Personally, I've always been more attracted to black men than mm-hmm. anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
He's just this ripped big dick. Like, oh, and he knows exactly what he's doing with it. Like, it's great.
Question, is your boyfriend black or no?
Yes.
Okay. Does he know about this fuck buddy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Now, on his OnlyFans, who is he catering to? Like, who does he find on his OnlyFans or tuning in? Is it gay men? Is it women?
He did mention to me that there's a ton of gay men.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, definitely women as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's a pretty good amount of gay men, which is pretty awesome to me.
Yeah. Right. He has he has a bigger pool to fish out of for people to find, you know?
Yeah. Like, you know, the gay men want nothing to do with me. And you know,
yeah, no, you're not going to get those. You can't
either.
Yeah. You're not going to get those guys signing onto your OnlyFans, but he could get those both demographics, right? Those white women who have that interracial fantasy, or they like a really big dick and he's got one, as well as the gay men who are looking for that. Now, does he have a lot of OnlyFans?
Yeah, so I'm not sure how long he's been doing it, but definitely way longer than me.
Mm-hmm.
But I know he has a pretty good following over there and on Twitter. So yeah, it's kind of funny because when I first made it, I was like, you're going to have to help me a little bit.
Yeah.
I got to doing, like, if you could just kind of like show me around here for a sec. Yeah.
Now, your video with him, is it on his OnlyFans? Is it on yours? Do you have that kind of hardcore stuff on there?
So we both post. So, like, you know, when we're done with, like, the session, you know, we'll give each other all the content that we have and then, you know, do as we wish with it. So he'll post it. I'll post it. Yeah.
Wow. So when you guys are together, you're getting a lot accomplished. Like, you're having sex and so you're relieving your stress, right? Then you're having sex and you're sending it to your guy, so you're helping your relationship. Then you're having sex and you're posting on your OnlyFans, so you're making some money. So it really is. You're checking off a lot of, you're like multitasking when you're fucking him, no?
Yeah, it's great. And the best part, all I have to do is my favorite thing in the world, which is having sex.
Right. That's what, right. Right. So, and you're having effing fun, like the best thing ever.
So much fun. Yep.
Yeah. That's great. And your guy loves to see that now. So what is the status of your relationship? Is he coming back anytime soon?
Yeah. So, you know, I'm expecting to be back with him at the mid end of the summer. So he's actually joined the military. So, mm-hmm. He's been in basic training.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, once he gets back, then we're going to be like, okay, now we're going to, you know, define things, figure out what's going on.
Right. And your emotional attachment is to him. I mean, even though you're banging these other guys, you got your fuck buddy and you guys are friends and everything, you are emotionally just clearly with that guy, or does it ever get confusing for you?
Yeah, no, I just, all of my emotional connection is with him.
Right. That's cool. Because I think a lot of times people would think like, oh, what's going to happen if you keep, like, you know, having sex with other people and stuff, it could get messy. But for you, you're just clearly like that part of you is only available for him.
Yeah. And I, it helps to be very clear with the people that I am currently sleeping with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, this is just what it is. Like, I don't want anything more. And, you know, if someone's not okay with that, then you just have to be like, well, I'm sorry, then we can't do this.
Yeah, I think that's so important for you to bring up. And it's definitely a key ingredient to making those kinds of quote unquote relationships that exist out of the box, you know, to make them successful. I used to have a lot of booty calls when I was younger, and I would sometimes have like a couple guys and, you know, trying to find a guy that I actually liked, and had like two or three guys that maybe I was having sex with every now and then who I didn't like. But, and my friends would always be like, how do you keep this shit going down? You know, cause I was cool with all of them. And I was like, cause I'm just straight up honest. Like, no, but I'm not playing anyone. You know what I mean? I'm like, I don't fucking like you, and I'm going out here to pick up someone else, but maybe I'll see you later. And, you know, I just think when you get into trouble, when you're not honest, you know, and I feel like a lot of times people think that's too good to be true and they just have to lie. They don't believe that if you told the girl, like, I don't want to be your boyfriend, I just want to fuck you, that she wouldn't be able to handle it. But I think a lot of times if you're just really straight up and always honest and always letting someone know the deal, then it's a lot safer, and it does lead to more successful, you know, booty call kinds of relationships.
Yeah, I completely agree. And honestly, it's so much easier now to be, you know, straightforward and to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Looking, you know, for new partners, because I use the app Field. And it's so easy, you know, to be straightforward. You just put on there, like, this is my current situation. I'm not looking for XYZ. You know, if you are, too bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's it. So right off the bat, it's very clear, you know, what you want, what you're currently in, and all of that.
Yeah, isn't that great? I mean, because like when I was growing up, it used to be, and I've talked about this before, like there was two boxes you could fit into. You were either single or, no, there was three. You were single or in a relationship with someone, or you were married. And there was nothing else you could be. So there was all these like other kinds of situations I found myself involved in. And I think I felt very confused, and it's like sometimes ashamed, or just like it seemed like I would put like dysfunctional, you know, in there and labeled it because it didn't fit into any of those boxes, because there weren't words for it and people weren't doing it. And, you know, I was just sort of like living my life and going wherever and having these kinds of situations. And I just feel like now, and I've said this before too, that I love the labels that people have and all that stuff. And I think a lot of people in my generation don't like them, but I feel like if we had them back when we were growing up, we would have felt less dysfunctional. You know what I mean? Because we would have been like, okay, like there's a place where this fits in. Like I'm not so out of the box. Like there's a box for this thing that I'm doing, you know, where there wasn't. Look, you could go on an app and be like, yeah, I have a boyfriend, but I want to fuck other people and I'm going to put it on OnlyFans. You know what I mean? You could do all this stuff and there's like, and you could be upfront about it. And there's somebody else that's like, yeah, I'm down for that. And it's not like you have to be like, oh my God, am I the only one or whatever? Like you could be honest about it. There's no shame about it because people are just more open.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love how, you know, I see, you know, people my age, like, they're so open with their labels. They're like, I'm this, this, and this.
Yeah.
And, you know, they stand their ground. They don't care what people say. And I think that's so incredible. I mean, personally, I don't label myself as anything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to, because I'm just constantly changing.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, whatever.
You don't need,
like,
to. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'll just be what I am and have fun with whoever I am and whatever. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
But I think it's very empowering, you know, for a lot of people to be able to have a way that they can label themselves if, you know, they've spent so much time not being able to label themselves.
Yeah, because I do think, you know, people have a sense of sort of feeling like they belong to some kind of group, you know, like, where are my people, you know, like, am I with those people? And not everybody needs that. Some people could be out of the box and be totally fine with it. But a lot of people have that need, you know, to be a part of a group. And I think now that there's more choices, it's really helpful for people to feel like they belong somewhere and there's people like them, you know. And I think so it is, it, you know, it's really great that somebody like you, who's really young and you're female who's very sexual, in touch with your, you know, what you want or what you're into, and you're able to explore all that without any kind of guilt or shame or any of that shit put on you, you know? And you're able to also have a guy who accepts you for that, and you could also have your, you know, emotional needs met and everything. So it's just like you have it all, and I think that that's great.
Yeah, it's I'm very thankful. I feel like I really lucked out in my situation.
I think it's because you're being honest about who you are. You know, I had a longtime caller called Dr. Guy on my show, and he was a guy that I banged. I mean, one of my first relationships, the first time he came on, Dr. Guy's a total womanizer. It was kind of about like us meeting, but really about what he was really about and what the whole womanizing thing was about for him. And he eventually has been on my show since, because he was on for years, and now he's with a woman who is completely like down to fuck. Like, he was a guy that was like living a double life. He was like a cardiologist, married with kids, second wife, cheating on everyone, living a double life. He had the highest libido of a man that I knew. He could never be satisfied by one person. It was so obvious to me. This was a guy that was never going to be faithful, and all he did was cheat his whole fucking life. And then eventually when he started to really decide to stop playing the fucking game and being like this fake character that our society told him he needed to be, which was like white picket fence, dad, guy, single, married, you know, and really be like, no, I want to be a party guy. Fuck everyone. I'm not monogamous, not interested. You know, once he really let go of that, he eventually met like a girl that's down for all of that. They're so well suited. And he has a relationship too, because he was a relationship guy, you know. But how did you get those two needs met? I want to have a relationship with somebody and love them, but I want to fuck whoever I want, you know. It's hard. Yeah. Most people don't get all of that, and instead they hide that part of themselves and they just do it, you know, as a secret life, which he was doing his whole life. But when he finally put it out and was honest, he found, you know, that person too. And what was great about her, she got to be honest about that, because she had trouble before meeting him of finding a guy that would be down. And how I bring all that back to you is that you're starting out really super young, being exactly who you are, and, you know, being completely honest. And I think that that clearness in you and that clarity of who you are, you know, and will only help for you to meet partners that will be accepting and, you know, have you move forward with, you know, the least amount of baggage for what you're doing as well. Does that make sense?
No, completely. Yeah. Yeah. And no, I mean, it makes sense. You know, I'm someone who really values transparency. Yeah. And just, you know, just do your thing, just be who you are and be upfront about it. And it solves a lot of your problems.
Yes. And isn't it easier? I mean, listen, I'm a very honest person, but even an honest person every now and then lies, right? I don't know if you've ever lied, but I have. And sometimes I'm like, wow, I don't even know why I just lied in that situation. And then like trying to keep up the lie is so hard that I'm like, oh, lying is so fucking annoying. I can't stand it. To me, it's just not efficient to lie. I mean, one lie, because I'm so petrified of like a lie being caught in a lie, then it just leads to 10,000 more lies. I just like, it's always just easier to be honest, I think. I caught a lot of flack for it when I was younger, because like I said, I was in a society where a lot of the stuff I was doing was not cool. But I was like, sorry, this is who I am. But I think, you know, it's easier to be as honest as you are now. And that's great. You're lucky for that too. That's another thing you do have going for you, that there is an app like Field where you could just put yourself and be like, hey, I'm on OnlyFans. My boyfriend likes to watch me fuck other people. I don't know. What do you have on your profile? Like, if someone came across it, what would they see on Field? What do you say?
It's very basic. I'm going to get it right now so I can.
Yeah. Read it to me.
None of my photos have like my full face in it. Mm-hmm. I don't put my face on OnlyFans.
Smart.
Almost all. I put it on once and it was like a paid to view post.
Yeah.
So my Field, you know, has my age, 24, woman. I have my sexuality on there as heteroflexible. Mm-hmm. I don't know. but yeah, just say where I'm from. I make it very clear. So I'm plus size. So I make it very clear. Please do not bother contacting me if you're not into plus size women. Mm-hmm. I have my OnlyFans username on there. you know, I just say, I'm a brat, I'm open-minded, I go with the flow, and, you know, I'm here to try pretty much anything.
Now, do you tell them, is there something on there that says that you are in a relationship with someone else, but I guess, or maybe it's just obvious that you're just looking for a hookup, or do you tell them that when you eventually meet them?
So I usually say that when I'm like chatting with them on the app.
Mm-hmm.
The really cool thing about this app is that if your partner also has a profile, you can pair your profiles.
You're kidding. So,
yeah. So if somebody comes across me, then they can just click and see, you know, whoever my partner is.
Oh, so if someone has a partner, there's a place on there that it shows like that you're partnered up with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so he's on there too. And so it shows your guy.
Well, he doesn't have an account. So oh, okay. I just usually just say, you know, when I meet with someone, like, hey, I have someone, like, I'm just looking for casual.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's really cool. This app was such a great discovery for me. Like, there's something on here for literally anybody.
Really? What is it called again? FELD? Why don't you spell it out? Fields? I feel like I've heard this one before and posted it before, but give a shout out to it because people will always email me like, what was the name of that app for threesomes? Blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm always giving out free advertisement to these fucking people. What was it though? How do you spell it?
So it's called Field and it's spelled F-E-E-L-D.
L-D, right? Yeah, I've heard of that before. And mm-hmm. what? And so there's something like, what are the categories you could label yourself as, like, or on there as?
Oh, there are so many. Really? So you can identify yourself however you want. So you can identify yourself, your gender. Mm-hmm. I'm looking right now at the list of genders and there's well over 20 options.
Oh my God.
it's awesome. For sexuality, yeah. Same thing. There's probably about 20 options as well.
Yeah.
Anything. So you really can find whoever you're looking for. And I'm lucky I live pretty close to the New York City area. So the amount of people that I can meet or just talk to, like, it's insane.
Yeah, you got all those open people. You know, I think anytime anyone is near a city or in a city, that's where you're going to find a little bit more like-minded people. Especially a lot of times I have people calling in like that are swingers or they're like a couple and they like to hook up with other couples and they're like, we can't find anyone hot. And I'm like, well, where do you live? Like sometimes you have to go closer to a city because you're just going to have more people that are into those kinds of things in a city and just like more concentration of people in general, right? Like the population of New York City is like what, like 20 million? I don't even know. But I mean, and so if you're right there, you're going to have more people and, you know, tons of people that are going to be open to that kind of stuff. So your guy's coming back when?
I believe the beginning of July.
Oh, that's cool. And so you said you had that one guy, you have the one guy, the one fuck buddy as your OnlyFans guy. And now do you still like, do you have other guys too?
Well, like one or two that I see like semi consistently, just like, you know, every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because once you tell a guy that you have an OnlyFans, they're like, I want to be on it. And I wasn't expecting that. I thought they'd be like, oh, you know, stay away from me or whatever. But it's the opposite. You know, they're like, well, I want to be featured on it. Like, I want people to see how I fuck you. And I'm like, okay.
Oh, wow. So with all your guys, you're doing that. So whenever you're with these guys, you let them know that you're doing an OnlyFans. And are you taking pictures always of videos or both?
Mostly videos. Mm-hmm. And I'll like grab photo from the video.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I have my little like tripod and my light and yeah, it's so much easier than you would think, you know, mm-hmm. You just do normally do, but you know, beforehand, just set up the camera and you're good.
Right. And then you get some pics. Now I'm assuming do you think that maybe you're a little bit of an exhibitionist?
I'm not sure. You know, I've thought about that, but I don't know. It's not something I've really explored very much.
Well, let me ask you, do you, when you're like doing that videotaping with that guy, you know, whoever it is, are you thinking like, oh, like I got to get the right angle for my OnlyFans? Or are you thinking like, oh, this is so hot. Like my boyfriend's going to fucking see it. And like all these other people are going to be watching me. Like, you know, that would be to me like an exhibitionist kind of thing, you know, that you would be turned on by the fact that you know that all these other people are going to see you and what you're doing.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, then I would say yes.
Yeah. I think, I don't know. I might be wrong, yeah, but
no, cause you know, the, you know, it's going through my head. I'm like, this is so hot. Like this
right,
is so,
that's what I, yeah.
I'm going to watch this back. Other people are going to watch this back. Like, yeah, definitely.
So you definitely get turned on by the fact that you're going to be posting this and other guys are going to be really super turned on by seeing you.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, and I would think the little submissive or like that part of you that really likes to please and stuff. I mean, there's probably some aspect of that, you know, gets that part of you off.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, it's funny to like hear, you know, from the people who like buy my content, like, you know, like, oh, like this is so awesome, blah, blah, blah. You know, like if I was here, I would do this, this, and this. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I really like, I have some really cool subscribers on there. So I'd like to, you know, talk to them. If they loved a video, then I'll be like, oh, great. Like, you know, and I'll have a short conversation with them. Yeah, I love feedback.
It's funny, though, because I was watching The Real Housewives of Miami recently, and that Larsa girl was saying, like, oh, like, I don't need a boyfriend because I have, like, 10,000 on my OnlyFans. Like, look, I'm talking to this one, I'm talking to that one. And I was trying to explain to one of my friends because, you know, I have a big following, and I have a lot of people who listen to my show, and I have a lot of comments in different places, you know, whether it's in my email, my YouTube comments, you know. So I'm always rapping with all these people, and you definitely, like, get to know the ones, you know, you have, like, your favorite fans who are always talking, but you just have, like, this extra life, like they do add to your life, you know, and you have, you know, all these people that you talk to and everything. So I could totally understand what she meant where she was like, oh, I don't need a boyfriend because I have all these other people. Like it does fulfill you in a way, you know, it's like this extra part of your life. These people who, you know, are into your content and talk. I love hearing from my listeners. You know, there's nothing greater than that. And it does add to your life, I feel like, for sure.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, I have this one fan who, you know, if I send out a video, he'll buy it. And then he sends me pictures of it on his like full, like flat screen TV in his living room.
Right. Like, yeah.
I love this. Like I put it on my TV and watch it. And I'm like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Thank you. Like, I feel awesome right now.
Yeah. I love when I hear from my listeners and they're like, oh, you know, I listen to you when I'm driving my truck, or I'm like a florist and I'm like, I do it when I'm doing my job, or like I hear these very specific scenarios that my listeners tell me. And I'm just like, oh, like, that's like amazing. Cause I, you know, I'm walking around during the day. I have no idea that all these people are sort of, you know, interested in my content, listening to me talk, you know? And so to hear those little personal things is, I love it, you know, and I totally get that. And it's great when your audience grows even more, you'll have more of that. So why don't you give your shout out again? Cause like I said, I can't link cause I got so fucked with that on YouTube, but give a shout out again with your name on Twitter and your OnlyFans. So I could, you know, you could promote your stuff.
Awesome. All right. So again, it's Body Brat, BODIIIBRAT. And it's the same for Twitter and OnlyFans.
How many people you have on Twitter? A lot?
I think right now I have maybe like 300 or 400.
Uh-huh. So it's just starting. Okay, cool. I'll follow you. I'll follow you in there and follow you. Are you following me or I'll follow you on there?
And yeah.
You are?
I think so. If not, then I'm definitely going to.
Okay. So I'll find you and I'll follow you as well. So people go follow her on Twitter, follow her on OnlyFans. You're going to have to come back because I feel like after your guy comes back, you're going to have even more stories. I feel like maybe by the end of this year, you know, you're going to have 10 more stories. You just started. I love that you led with the gangbang, even though, like you said, oh, that's like my only crazy thing you had. You had a lot of different things in here that were super interesting. Thanks so much for calling in and being your transparent self. I think it's great that you're transparent, and thanks for sharing your story. And make sure to send me a couple anonymous pics for my Patreon members.
Of course. And again, thank you so much. This was really, really fun to talk about.
Awesome. Thanks, Kelly. Thank you for calling in, and good luck with everything.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at caskers.com.
Hey everyone, thanks so much for tuning in to this week's episode. If you want to follow the show, follow me at Strict Anonymous on Instagram or Twitter. That's at Strict Anonymous. If you are on YouTube, make sure to subscribe. I love YouTube as a platform for my show because people comment there and I try to reply back to every single person who posts a comment. So even if you're not listening on YouTube and you want to talk about the show, go to my YouTube channel, subscribe, like, and share my videos. It's Strictly Anonymous Podcast. If you want to sign up for my Patreon, on my Patreon, you are not only supporting my show, but you will get these episodes early, ad-free, and you get to see anonymous picks of my guests. Most of the girls send in anonymous picks and some of the guys send in anonymous picks. So if you want to see anonymous picks of my guests as well as support my show and get these episodes early and ad-free, sign up for my Patreon, patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. That's patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. The link is also in the description below. Thanks so much for listening.
Do you have a story, lifestyle, or situation you can't talk about to anyone, Or do you just want to let your freak flag fly and be on the show? Well, Strictly Anonymous wants to hear from you. Send us an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, with your story and your anonymous name. And remember, everything is Strictly Anonymous.